This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Looking forward to the weekend. Thursday was Thursday. Friday.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
We so excited. We gonna have a ball today. Tomorrow is Saturday.
I mentioned inside. My liver's all twisted up. But you know what I did? I took Deborah, went to the liquor store. I loaded up with alcohol. More specifically, vodka, whiskey, beer, tequila, more beer, more vodka, more whiskey, and more beer.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Little more for you. The Bandits are 4-2, second place in the East. Philadelphia 2-3, sixth. Bandits at Philadelphia tonight. That is the Wells Fargo Center where the Flyers play. I've been fielding lacrosse lately. My son is very much into it. We're going on a trip next month to watch games in the outdoor league, the Premier Lacrosse League, it's called. He's been going to all the Bandits games. Yep. And I'm getting, like, once in a while, I'm finding myself a little bit nostalgic. I think maybe it's only 1 year doing Bandits games for TV, back when Empire was around. And then I have one for Rochester before that, before I moved back. And that was 1997. Steve Dietrich, who's been the Bandits GM for a long time, was the goalkeeper. And it was so much fun traveling. It was like my first taste of it, traveling with the Rochester Nighthawks to the Bruins Arena, which was then, I think, called the Fleet Center, the Flyers Arena, and the Sabres Arena. And the finals, they had the semifinals in Philadelphia and the finals here, and Rochester won both games to win the championship. And that was a real thrill. So I'm kind of feeling it again here. Bandits and Philadelphia tonight.
Good deal.
Dane Smith, Josh Byrne. Byrne is my son's guy. So.
All right.
That's coming up on WGR.
Cool.
What do you need?
I am feeling John Rahm is what I'm feeling. I'm feeling John Rahm.
How's he looking?
John Rahm, he's great. He's two strokes back of the lead at this tournament.
So good.
Here's how much of an idiot I am. Okay? Just a quick backstory. Because I think I know what I have to do. I should do. Because there's a pretty lucrative cash out right now with where he is. So Wednesday night, I won one of these, you know, late basketball parlays. Cup, you know, two teams that were losing. Odds were good. Bang. They both came back and won. So I was pretty flush. So what do you do when that happens, right? If you're not, like, immediately ready to go to bed. Blow it, right? I didn't exactly want to blow it, but I, like, oh, what else can I do? Well, it's too late. There's no opportunities to hop on any games that are in progress and put something together like that. So I'm just looking at the fan, like, oh, PGA Tour. Yeah, they're playing. I hit that, and it's just up comes the odds for the Farmers Tournament.
The Farmers.
And I see Rahm is like plus 1,600. And I had just seen something earlier in the day about how he had won, I think, four of his last six outings or something. Like, he's hot. And I see plus 1,600. And I go, fine, I'm going to just hop on that. And there was like a little odds boost. So I got Rahm to win this tournament at plus 2,400. And what I didn't know is that at the time I made the bet, I thought, you know, it's Wednesday night. I'm thinking the tournament hasn't started yet. It's Thursday through Sunday. No, the first round was already done. He had such long odds because he had a terrible first round and he was buried. And I didn't know that. I didn't go looking for a leaderboard because it's Wednesday night. I'm just figuring, like, I don't know, these are the odds. I'm just going to, okay, fine. I saw he's playing well. I'll take that and throw a little bit of the, not a lot, but a little bit of what I just won on it. Get the odds boost. Great.
Oh.
And then yesterday during the show, I thought, like, oh, I gotta look and see, like, what's going on with the golf tournament. And I look, and he's, you know, he's one over, way down the leaderboard, in danger of not even making the cut. And that's when I realized that he was out. I didn't know until then that they'd already played a round. They're avoiding Championship Sunday in football by playing this tournament Wednesday through Saturday.
Okay.
So that's why his odds were so long, because he was looked dead. Anyway, he
advantage
rallied.
You. Advantage you.
Yeah. He rallies, and now today he went insane. And right now I'm staring at a cash out of $172.
What's the bet?
$16.
What's the payout? You said 24-1?
420.
I hate cash outs.
I know, and he's close. He's two strokes off the lead.
Is he number one in the world? I mean, or just
yeah.
about? So. But I just think the only thought I have is the Farmers Open, they should use like a hoe instead of golf clubs. Farmers equipment. Make it interesting.
He's in with a par on 16, so he's got two holes left today and then the final round. I mean,
right now he's plus 105, the easy favorite to win it.
Yeah. So, you know, it's really found money.
No, that I no, no, no. That you want my assistance. That is what you said.
Yes.
My assistance is, you know, don't cash out because, but you like, and I'm the same way. You want to just sustain it. You want sustainability.
Right.
There, that's Farmers. You want sustainability. So you get the 170 and you just put that back in. You don't have to make other deposits.
Yeah, that's a lot of,
that's fine.
I mean, that's, you know, that's a lot of hockey bets for me.
Yeah.
You know, so.
That's fine.
He's favored to win the thing where he is right now, so I don't know.
But, no, what I was going to say is, found money, it's all the same money. This is where I get into trouble. This is where I need to be listening to myself right here. Because I'll use the same money five different times when I sort of explain away an expenditure. Oh, well, I have this money, but I'll use it more than once, which is bad. The money is yours. It's the same. I make this point about draft picks all the time, where if a team has numerous draft picks, they treat one or more of them differently. Like, oh, well, we have these other ones. But it's still the 25th pick of the draft is worth the 25th pick of the draft, no matter how many other picks you have. 99%. I mean, if you can get to a point, which maybe the Sabres are almost to, where they have too many young assets. There is that point. But really, no, it doesn't matter that you have these other picks too. That pick is worth what it's worth. And your $100 is worth the same $100 no matter how you came up with it. If you won it, luckily, on some basketball buzzer beater, or you put the grind in at your current job, which we know. I wanted that to come out really well. Making a point about just how much of a grind it is.
Yeah.
Which is to say it's not much of a grind.
Yeah. So it shouldn't matter that I didn't know that he was in 40th place.
No, it's
when I placed the bet.
That's all meaningless.
It does, so, but I don't know.
You got a little bit lucky there. But
yeah, I got real lucky.
That doesn't matter.
It's $172.
No. That doesn't matter. All that matters is what is the $172 worth to you? And then you do the calculation on what you think his chances of winning are. They should give you better. The thing about the cash out is it always should be better. It's always a bad deal.
Yeah.
You know that. It's always a bad deal. Betting on the app in the first place is a little bit of a bad deal. You know you're getting a much better deal if you're betting with your friend because there's no VIG. There's no middle. But, you know, it's okay. You pay the price. No pun intended. You're willing to do that. But The cash out thing is just like, you know, you should never.
I was watching this all day, and I said Zach has been sort of in the during the breaks. I'm like, okay, it's at 132. Is that if it gets to 150, right? I think I'm gonna jump, and it did, and then it went back down again because you know it's sports, things are happening, right? Players around him are, you know, making shots or missing shots or whatever, and so I'm waiting. Just now, I did a FanDuel spot at the last commercial break. And so I had to close out my FanDuel app and open up my script. And as I did it, I saw the buyout get to what it is right now. And I was like, oh, my God, that's the highest it's been. And I hurried through the spot. I went back, and it was back down like 10 bucks, and then it bopped right back up. And so I've been like waiting all day, and like I told myself I had a certain threshold that I would take, and now I'm $21 ahead of it even, and I'm still like I cannot hit the button.
I'm glad. My friend Tim, who is very knowledgeable about this stuff, the strategies in terms of betting, he says, and I defer to him, he says, if you want to cash out, do not do it before the front nine tomorrow.
Ooh. Okay, because it'll get if he is around the lead.
Yeah, going into the final round,
going into the back nine,
he's won it before. You said
it'll get a lot more at least more lucrative than it is right now.
He's the top player. Seems right.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to sit. He hit it in the sand. It's down to 160. Right, I'll close this out so we can.
I'm writing that down. Time for picks.
What if I did do it, even though I admit to nothing and never will? What does that make me? And I'm not here just defending myself, but all those pickers out there who've been caught. Each and every one of them who has to suffer the shame and humiliation because of people like you.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Are we not human? If we pick, do we not bleed?
On WGR.
I am not an animal.
Sports Radio 550.
He hit it in the sand. It's down to 160. Okay, time for picks. The contest is over, but you should go first, right? One game and then the other. NFC first?
Sure. Yeah, that's the order of the games, right? Yeah. Did we both go 2-2 last week?
I don't know. I had Dallas. That made tons of sense to me. They lost. And who else played? We both had the Bills.
Yeah.
I had Jacksonville. I know I had Jacksonville and then the Eagles. So, yeah, I had 2-2.
Okay. Yeah, I had the Chiefs, so I lost that. So I was 2-2 as well. Same. All right. Anyway, all right. So, NFC. What is the number right now?
2.5.
I haven't even looked today. 2.5? Okay. I'm going to – I don't want to, but I you know, I want to be right. Not like it really matters, but I think I'm going to lean on Philly here. I'm going to lean on Philly. There's so much there. They just seem like such a complete team to me. I guess maybe there's this thing, and I think this even came up when we were talking with Eric Eager earlier. You know, if they get behind, it's a little different. They're in front. They just bleed you. And San Francisco has been kind of a crush for me. For, I don't know, the back half of the season, I guess. I've really liked them. I just think Philly has just got too much there. So I'm going to lean on the Eagles. And, you know, the Brock Purdy thing has just got to run out of steam somewhere. And on the road in Philly against that defense, I suppose, is a good – even though they don't ask them to do a lot, there could be a mistake or two, and that could really, really hurt them in what should be a pretty competitive game. So I'll lean on Philly.
It's a really good weekend, and I think I like this game more. Part of that is because, as I've said before, and I know I've said it a million times, red versus orange is the worst. Cincinnati-Kansas City, I like that it might be a rivalry. It's two straight AFC championships, but I do not want to see these two uniform combos on the field together. It's terrible. There's no right way to do it. The Chiefs' red does not work no matter what the Bengals do. So that's bad. But, and the Eagles game is not that much better. It'll be black against white Even if the Eagles are dark green, it's like it's still not a great weekend for colors. You can write that down for me if you want. I like Philadelphia too. At home, Purdy. But I do, like, my whole thing is, what does the number tell you if you make a certain assumption about how people are talking about the game? What does the number tell you? It tells you it's risky. Because Philly, any one seed, dominant season, Hurts is healthy against the Purdy point. Only two. The record for playoff wins by a seventh-round quarterback is two. Brock Purdy and Pat Hayden, by the way, both had two. Like, so there's sort of obvious reasons to go Eagles here. Okay, I'm going to go Niners.
Just like that?
Yeah.
There it is.
The number, it really should be higher for what Philadelphia is. This number says, this is what the Bills got all year, you know, in last year. The number says, hey guys, San Francisco's really good. Or I'm going to go San Francisco.
All right. Just like that, you talked yourself into it. I didn't even say a word.
Yep. Well, you said one word, Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's right. Yeah.
All right. The AFC Championship, the Chiefs are now favored by 1.5.
I will take the Chiefs. Even with Mahomes compromised, I got to think after three times losing to this team, that whatever magic this coordinator, Arunumo, is cooking up, and, I mean, did a great job on the Bills, they'll figure something out. I'm a little spooked by Alex Gold telling us last hour that Kelsey suddenly has, back issues. But I'm going to trust Mahomes and Reed, and I got to admit, I'm feeling a little sick of Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I accept they're feeling slighted. I accept they're feeling done over about the way the playoff situation was meted out because they and the Bills couldn't play that game. But the fake rallying around the tickets being sold and all this, just get out of here. Just shut up. So the Bengals have gotten really annoying really fast, and I'm kind of mad. You know, the Bills aren't playing.
I like Kansas City a lot in this game, 1.5. It's a little bit of a default bet the Chiefs when the spread is so low at home like this, but I like it a lot. The public knows about the Bengals beating Kansas City three times. There's a lot of Bengals are really good in the air right now. I like Kansas City a lot in this game. And I have that McKinnon bet over or seven or more catches. All right. Good luck. You and everyone.
Good luck, everyone. Good. And hey, look, especially good luck to John Rahm.
John Rahm. Bulldog may want that for him more than he wants it for him.
My new favorite golfer, John Rahm.
Unless he cashes out, then he'll root for the other guys, because that's what you do when you cash out. You root against your guy immediately because you don't want to have squandered that money. Okay. Bulldog mentioned Eric Eager on with us earlier today on the AFC Championship, but much more so on what failed the Bills. So if you missed that, stay tuned. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.